This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. Tomorrow evening, the Cleveland School of Cannabis holds an open house in Columbus for people interested in working in the cannabis industry. A 2016 law said medical pot was supposed to be on dispensary shelves by September 8th, but inspection and other delays have pushed that date back. Kevin Green is vice president of recruitment and admissions at Cleveland School of Cannabis, and he joins me now. Kevin, what sorts of jobs are in this industry, aside from just growing marijuana?
That's the greatest thing about the cannabis industry. It is a new industry, so there's so many businesses and so many opportunities, especially on the entrepreneurship end. When we think about people that are going to work in the dispensaries, we have to think about the security that will be needed. Also have to think about, when we think about grow facilities, just HVAC. So you could be someone that has HVAC experience and want to get in the industry and completely be able to boom a business. And also, there's going to be so many ancillary businesses that need to support the industry, because we need everything from banking to insurance to lawyers to be able to go ahead and actually make our industry something that's going to be worthwhile and actually very fruitful for everyone in Ohio, but also nationally.
You're talking about this. It's a whole new industry. What kind of economic impact will it have when it's up and running?
For what we're seeing right now and how things are continuing to expand, especially from state to state and county to county, and what we've continued to see, that every single state that has gone to medical and then gone to recreational has continued to see more and more revenue and continue to see more and more product that needs to actually be produced. So we definitely see that the industry is going to be fruitful, not something that's just going to be some type of bubble that's going to blow and not be around anymore. It's something that's going to be have some longevity for itself.
That said, there's been lots of problems with getting the medical marijuana program going in the state. Lawsuits, inspection delays, a pushback of the registry's launch. Does any of that give you pause?
You know, I think at first you take a look and you say, wow, it's being delayed. So you think about the negative. But in hindsight, we want to make sure that the program is up and running and it's properly up and running. So I think that's a good thing that the state is taking its time to make sure that it does it right and doesn't have to pull back or stop or pause. So, you know, obviously on our end, we're telling everyone this also gives you a better opportunity to be prepared because, you know, it is new, especially to the East Coast. You know, it's a whole new culture that's coming to the side of the country. So people are still not fully privy to all the information and are not fully prepared. So this somewhat of a delay actually is a benefit to everyone that's actually trying to get in the industry and the people that are still finally starting to learn and educate themselves about the opportunities.
Ohio's Medical Marijuana Control Board is not regulating workforce training. You're one of the only schools in the state that's purporting to train people in these skills. How do we know that people will be qualified to work with this medicine?
And that is the biggest thing, and that's the reason why we created the school was, with our history in California and seeing that the lack of education, quality education that was available, we knew that would be the biggest thing that would affect the industry. Because when it comes down to the employers, they need to be able to hit the ground running and produce the best quality product that they possibly can. So for us, we're so focused not only on educating people, but we're focusing with them on how do we develop them to be able to be the best for job placement.
Kevin Green, thanks so much for talking with me today.
All right, thank you.
Kevin Green is the vice president of recruitment and admissions at the Cleveland School of Cannabis. Tomorrow, they are holding an open house in Columbus for people interested in working in the cannabis industry.